You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
What's up, friends? JB Barry here at Fantasy Coach JB over on Twitter. Back with your DFS Flash podcast. Every week, you can find me here at Aaron Torres Media with your weekly guide to help you build out your winning DFS lineup over on DraftKings. The DFS Flash is a quick 15 to 20 minute show, laying out some of my favorite options to target at each position for the Sunday DFS main slate. I go position by position, giving you my favorite pay up, pay down, and dart throw option at each position to help you build out your winning DFS lineup. You know, I practice what I preach here on the DFS Flash, and every week I put in my own lineup on DraftKings using players I talk about right here on this show. What we look for is at least a minimum 2.5 times return on investment from our DFS players to double up in our cash games. We've been absolutely crushing it over here on the DFS Flash. And last week we had guys like Matthew Stafford, Joe Burrow, Jonathan Taylor, and even Ricky Seals-Jones in this show, who all had great fantasy performances. So far, we've had a lot of awesome weeks here on the DFS Flash. So let's keep it rolling into week 7. Let's build that lineup and let's make some money. At quarterback this week, my pay-up option is Lamar Jackson at 7,400. I considered going back to the well with Matthew Stafford and his revenge game against Detroit, but I think he'll be widely owned this week with that narrative in play. So I'll spend a few bucks more on Lamar Jackson. Last week, Baltimore won handily against Los Angeles, and Lamar didn't have to do much as a passer. But I think this game against Cincinnati has some sneaky shootout potential. The Cincinnati offense has been putting points on the board, and I think Lamar's going to have to keep his foot on the gas longer this week than he had to last week. He only had 27 passing attempts last week, but the previous 2 weeks, he threw the ball a combined 80 times for over 750 passing yards. Lamar always gives us his rushing upside, and he's run for over 50 yards on the ground in every game except one so far this season. He has 11 total touchdowns this year, and he'll add a few more this week against a weaker Cincinnati secondary. Eli Apple's graded out as one of the worst corners in football this season, and Lamar, who's shown a lot of improvement as a passer this year, should be able to take advantage of him this week. At a $7,400 salary, a 2.5 time return on investment would only be 18.5 fantasy points, which Lamar has hit every week but last week in that blowout game. With all the buys this week, there's really not a standout mid-range option at quarterback this week. The guys in the $6,000 range like Burrow and Carr don't have matchups that I like, and although Tannehill has a good matchup, his offense is so heavily reliant on Derrick Henry that I don't trust we get enough volume from Tannehill. The closest thing I like to a mid-range option is Sam Darnold at 5,900. Darnold's had a rough couple of weeks, but last week was on his receivers. They were dropping passes left and right. He gets a favorable matchup against New York this week, who's given up the sixth most fantasy points to quarterback this season. Darnold's familiar with playing at MetLife Stadium too. And even if he isn't facing his old team there, I think he'll still want to come out and show the New Yorkers in attendance that he's better than what they saw when he used to call New York home himself. Matt Rhule expressed his confidence in Darnold this week and said that he and Joe Brady need to do a better job of putting Darnold in a good position to be successful. So with the coaches focused on getting Darnold back on track this week and a favorable matchup here, Darnold should pay off at this low salary as long as his receivers decide to actually catch the ball this week. My dart throw at quarterback, it's going to be a risky one. It's Justin Fields at 5,300. Now, I know the rookie hasn't been impressive in his first few starts, but he did show some signs of improvement last week against Green Bay. Even with a lot of pressure on him last week, he looked like he was getting a little bit more comfortable on the field, and he gets a decent matchup this week against Tampa Bay. Tampa has a great front seven, but they're dealing with some major issues in the secondary. Carlton Davis and Sean Murphy Bunting are both on IR, and Richard Sherman's also dealing with a hamstring injury that could keep him out this week and actually took him off the field last week. Tampa's going to have a bunch of backups in there, and as long as Fields has some time to throw, he should be able to find some open receivers. Add to that the fact that teams can't run against Tampa and that Chicago's likely going to be playing from behind most of the game. Fields should have over 30 passing attempts, which is a good volume to give us a chance at getting value from him at this low salary. We don't call this a dart throw for no reason, friends. It's risky, but I like the situation for Fields this week. At running back, my pay-up option, it's Derrick Henry at 9,200. Yeah, thanks, Captain Obvious. At $9,200, Henry's by far the most expensive back on the slate, and it's justifiably so. I don't need to tell you why you should play Henry. I'm sure most of you that are listening watched that Monday night game where he just looked like a man amongst boys out there. Henry has 10 touchdowns already, and he gets a Kansas City defense that's given up the ninth most points to running backs this season. If you can afford it, Henry's a smash play. But my pay down option is Darrell Henderson at 6,600. Henderson's been great anytime he's been on the field for Los Angeles this season, and I see no reason to believe that changes this week. Even in a blowout last week where Stafford threw four touchdown passes, Henderson still ran 21 times for 78 yards and a touchdown, while adding a pair of receptions for another 29 yards and catching one of those receiving touchdowns from Stafford, giving him over 100 combined yards and two touchdowns. Now, in a game where Los Angeles should again be playing from ahead, Henderson should be heavily involved in the game plan this week once again. In the past three games, Henderson's gone for 99 yards or more, and he's scored at least one touchdown in each game he's played this season, minus one. At a $6,600 salary, a 2.5 times return on investment would be 16.5 points. And that's a number that Henderson's hit every week he's played since week one. My dart throw at running back this week, Michael Carter at 4,800. Now, James Conner at 5,600 kind of qualifies as a dart throw, so I was going to go there, but I decided I'd dig a little deeper for you in case you needed a salary-saving option to get higher-priced guys like Derrick Henry and Lamar into your lineups this week. Michael Carter looks to have taken over the New York backfield, and although they don't run much in their negative game scripts, Carter's been productive, including a decent performance in the London game before their bye. He scored a rushing touchdown in back-to-back games now, and he adds some targets as a pass catcher every week as well. Coming out of the bye, I think the coaching staff should be looking to get Carter more involved in the offense to take some pressure off of Zach Wilson. Last time Wilson faced this New England team, he threw four interceptions. So I expect New York to lean a bit more on the run this week. At only $4,800, we only need a dozen fantasy points from Carter to get our 2.5 times return on investment. So why not? He's definitely a playable dart throw here. Now, before we get into wide receivers, I know we talk fantasy football here on the DFS Flash, but basketball season is back and it's time to make it rain. To celebrate the NBA season launch, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering listeners of the DFS Flash an exciting promotion. Right now, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering new customers a chance to win $200 in free bets if they bet $5 on any team and that team wins. All they have to do is win, not cover, just win outright. To take advantage of this promo, click the link in our show description, make your first deposit, make a $5 moneyline bet on any team, and if your team wins, you get an automatic $200 thanks to our friends over at DraftKings. It's the best offer going, so act now. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537 in Illinois. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Wyoming. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-888-532-3500 in Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona, or call or text Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. 21 and over, 18 and over in Wyoming, Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. Minimum $5 deposit, minimum $1 wager. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. All right, friends, let's get over to wide receiver. At wide receiver this week, my pay-up option is going to be DeAndre Hopkins at 7,700. I absolutely love Tyreek Hill as well at 8,600, but at $900 less, we got DeAndre Hopkins in a real revenge game. Hopkins' time in Houston didn't end well with him demanding a trade out of there. And this is the first time he gets to face his old team since that breakup. And I know he's been telling Kyler all week to let him eat this week just to stick it to them. Houston has a terrible defense, and they're very susceptible to the deep ball. With 3 touchdowns in the past 2 weeks, Hopkins is looking healthy again, and I'd almost guarantee he gets in the end zone again this week. I'll be buying into this real revenge game narrative in this one and getting Hopkins into my lineup. My pay down option at wide receiver is Jaylen Waddle at 5,600. Coming off the best game of his young career, Waddle's going to look to build on that success in another plus matchup against Atlanta this week. Waddle was targeted early and often last week and turned his 13 targets into 10 receptions for 70 yards and 2 touchdowns. He clearly has rapport with Tua, which goes back to their college days together. And Tua's going to continue to look his way with the limited receiving weapons he has out there due to injuries. They get Atlanta team this week, who's allowed the 9th most fantasy points to wide receivers this season. With the heavy target volume and favorable matchup, Waddle's a nice floor play for your lineups this week. My dart throw, it's going to be Rashad Bateman at 3,400. We talked about this game having some shootout potential when we talked about playing Lamar Jackson. So why not pair him up with his super cheap wide receiver too, Rashad Bateman? Last week, Bateman made his pro debut and was targeted 6 times right off the bat in a game where Lamar didn't even throw much, only 27 times. With Sammy Watkins still sidelined, Baltimore needs another pass catcher to step up for Lamar, and Bateman could be just what the doctor ordered. Bateman could see a bunch of Eli Apple in this one, who we already talked about, and Lamar should look that way a bunch when he gets that matchup. At only $3,400, we only need about 10 points from Bateman to give us a 3 times return on investment at this great dart throw salary. Let's get into tight ends. My pay-up option at tight end is Kyle Pitts at 5,900. There's a lot of tight end leaders either on bye or injured this week. So Kelce and Waller top the tight end list. And actually, of the two, I do like Waller, but he's $6,700, and we can get Kyle Pitts for only $5,900. What we always love about Waller is his volume potential with his role in the Vegas offense. But truth be told, Pitts' role in the Atlanta offense is pretty much just as sexy. Pitts is basically a wide receiver with tight end eligibility, and Atlanta uses him all over the field. He doesn't only line up in line, he's also moved out wide, and he plays in the slot for a majority of his snaps. Pitts is coming off a 10-target game where he lit it up in London with 9 catches for 119 yards and a touchdown. Now, they didn't have Ridley in that game, so that got Pitts a few extra targets. But having Ridley back for this one may actually be a good thing for Pitts. When Miami's healthy in the secondary, they have a pair of pretty good cover corners on the outside. With those guys focused on Ridley, it could really open things up for Pitts in the middle of the field. He's the lowest salary, top tier tight end this week, and I think he's an excellent value at this price tag. My pay down option at tight end will be Dallas Goedert at 4,600. With Philly finally trading Zach Ertz, we finally get to see what Goddard can do without Ertz eating away at his potential. My boy Andrew Cooper over at Fantasy Alarm always said that having Ertz and Goddard on the field together was crippling to Goddard because he was a much better blocker than Ertz. So that left him in to block while Ertz split out to run routes and catch passes. Now with Ertz gone, Philly can utilize Goddard as a pass catcher, which we've seen he's a good pass catcher too. And they could leave one of their other clunky tight ends in to block. The opportunity is finally here for Goddard, and at only $4,600 on DraftKings, I'm willing to pay to see it this week. Once we see it, his price tag's certainly going to go up, so I'll take the discount while we have it. My dart throw at tight end this week, it's Cole Kmet at 3,000. We talked about throwing a dart at Justin Fields, so why not also throw a dart at his tight end, Cole Kmet also? His target share is increasing as Fields gets more comfortable, and he gets the matchup this week against that banged-up Tampa secondary. Now, here's the key for me. When Cole Kmet gets matched up against the Bucs slot corner, it's likely going to be against Ross Cockrell. Cockrell is 6 foot 190. Kmet is 6'6", 260. Kmet should be able to go up and make plays against this mismatch and help Fields out if he's getting pressure. At only $3,000, getting to a 2.5 times return, which would only be 7.5 points, that should be easy for Kmet in this matchup. On defense this week, I'm not going to pay up again this week since Los Angeles has a salary of $5,000 against Detroit, which is way too rich for my blood. I can't pay that much when I have other position players I want to spend up for. Now, if you have the funds to spend and you're playing GPPs and you're using lower salaried players, then sure, go ahead. I guess your best bet could either be that Los Angeles 5,000, or you can go with New England at 3,400 against Zach Wilson, who they picked off four times the last time they met. Me personally, I'll be looking to pay down at defense this week and try to find some value. And I did. Over on DraftKings, my pay down option is Arizona at 3,100. This price for Arizona makes no sense at all for me. I think DraftKings missed it on this one, so I'll take advantage of what I think is a missed price here. Arizona's favored in this game by more than two touchdowns against a miserable Houston team, and their defense has been playing well. J.J. Watt is also facing his former team in Houston, and I'm sure he'll be causing havoc in the backfield all game. Arizona is going to be my defense this week at this price. That's going to wrap it up for week 7, friends. Thanks for tuning in to the DFS Flash podcast over here at Aaron Torres Media. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button over on Apple or Spotify. Leave your comments and also keep your eyes on AaronTorresOnline.com, where you can find all the podcasts and articles that myself and all my incredible teammates are putting out on a regular basis. We're covering multi-sports too. We got basketball guys. We got college football guys. So check out AaronTorresOnline.com. You could follow me on Twitter at FantasyCoachJB. You could always hit me up with any DFS or season-long lineup questions you might have. I'll catch you all right back here for next week's show. But before that, I'll see you in the winner's circle.